Klostrom & Baking Company of Cincinnati is one of the largest family-owned bakeries in the Midwest. And they provide fresh hearth breads, rolls, and a variety of other bakery items to more than 4,000 restaurants, grocery stores, hospitals, and schools in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. And here to talk about how they're raising dough for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month and share some fun holiday recipes is Amy Ott, Director of Marketing for Klosterman. Welcome, Amy, to Around Cincinnati.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
First, I just have to describe the atmosphere here in the studio. We are talking with pumpkin bread pudding wafting in the air, and it's sitting here to taste momentarily, but Amy brought in this recipe we're going to share with you in a little bit, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
First, tell us about the history of the company.
Klosterman was founded in 1892 by Frank Klosterman, and it has been passed to generations, so Bernard, and then to Kenny, and now to Kim Klosterman and Chip Klosterman, brother and sister. So they are operating the company now.
Was it an over-the-Rhine bakery storefront, or did they always have the intention of baking mass quantities of bread for distribution, like we talked about schools and hospitals and stores?
Actually, Frank started working for another baking company. He started the business with the son of the owner of that baking company and then eventually bought that share and was the operator, owner, and then as the business grew, we actually had residential routes. So you had a bread man delivering bread to your house, just like the milkman. Then it just kind of grew from there to restaurants, and when we had a horse-drawn carriages and then trucks. So it's been a very long and rich history.
Mm-hmm. I've mentioned the bread pudding already. Can you share this recipe?
This one in particular, the bread pudding, is very, very simple. Half a cup milk, 3/4 can of pumpkin, half cup sugar, 2 eggs plus 1 egg yolk, and then you have your pumpkin spices, cinnamon, ginger, allspice, cloves. I did replace the bourbon with vanilla, which you can do if you are not a fan of bourbon, and 5 cups of day-old bread, and you can just tear them up. You don't have to cut them up in pretty squares like you do croutons. And unsalted butter, and you melt that. And you toss your bread in the butter, and you can grease your 8x8 baking dish. Preheat your oven 350 degrees. It usually takes about 40 to 50 minutes for it to get all set up. I let mine sit overnight, actually.
Oh, and to soak overnight in the eggs and milk?
Yes, and I covered it, and then I pulled it out this morning and baked it off.
And the other recipe I really like you to share is Thanksgiving leftover lasagna. That certainly caught my attention.
Well, this dish doesn't involve any noodles, but basically it is the layering that makes it a lasagna. So with all of your leftover goodies, you use your mashed potatoes and then pour gravy over top. Then you can put your stuffing on top of that. And this is a great way to hide some vegetables from anybody who might be scared of them. Peas or broccoli or
your bean casserole or
exactly, some corn if you want. You just keep the layering of mashed potatoes, stuffing, turkey, vegetables, and gravy. And then you finally
you pop it in the oven?
Yep, for 30, 35 minutes until it is heated through. And
top with Swiss cheese.
Yes. And it's really good when you put on the cheese, you turn on the broiler and you let the cheese get really bubbly and brown.
And voila, Thanksgiving leftover lasagna. Noodle free, but not necessarily calorie free.
Right. It's just repurposing all those things left in the fridge.
Amy, does it matter in these recipes what kind of bread you use?
No, not for the bread pudding. If you don't like rye, you're not going to like rye in your bread pudding, but you could make a savory bread pudding with the rye if you do, in fact, like rye. But you can use a combination of leftover buns and bread. You can use wheat, white. It doesn't matter. It all comes out delicious.
When you've got those 2.5 buns left in your bag, what can you do with them? Or a piece of crumpled sort of bread in the heel.
When you have some sad looking buns left over, you separate the two halves and then you use a rolling pin and you roll them out flat And then you cut them into strips of any size, and you toss them with a little olive oil, any of your favorite seasonings, put them on a baking sheet, 300 degrees for 15 minutes, and you just kind of check on them after that. So they usually take about 25 to 30 minutes. Just make sure they're not burning in there, but you can use them on salads and soups, and they're kind
of like
little bread chips.
Bread chips. That's what I like, that idea. So you could use them with dip. You've got some neat things that you do in the community, particularly right now during Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. You've got something called the Pink Loaf Campaign, and you're hoping to raise money for a locally based organization that provides education and support. So tell us about the Pink Loaf Campaign.
Well, our bread is dressed in pink. Just the packaging is pink, and it looks very pretty on the shelf. But we're raising money for the Pink Ribbon Girls. They're a local organization, and they provide services like transportation, childcare, meals for people who have been diagnosed with cancer. And they also provide educational material to help educate the community and make them aware of preventative measures as well. But this is a grassroots organization, definitely boots on the ground type of efforts, and it's really neat to see how they're impacting the community.
How can people get involved then?
When you purchase a pink loaf, a portion of our proceeds is going directly to the Pink Ribbon Girls, and they use that money to help fund the meals that they make.
And are they focused on supporting younger women who've been diagnosed?
Yes, but anybody who has been diagnosed can contact them. They are there for anybody of any age, but the founder, Tracy Metzger, was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was in her very early 30s and had two young children.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Amy Ott.
Thank you.
She's Director of Marketing for Klosterman, sharing recipes today and also talking about the Pink Loaf Campaign, helping raise money for breast cancer awareness, specifically for Pink Ribbon Girls here based out of Cincinnati. If you'd like more information, in fact, even copies of the recipes we shared today, please visit our website, and we'll have links to those, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.